really is only two ways to do it. One is through capital outlay certificates, and the other one is a general obligation bond. And, you know, the board will have to make those decisions. I do not believe you can do capital outlay certificates to the level that you would need to do them to build a new building, because there's some requirements, plus you have to be able to pay them back out of your capital outlay. And then the other part is a general obligation bond, and whether the board believes that there would be community support for a passing of a bond, that's a different question.